Look out here. A drive, and that's stopped by Dolstal's left arm after Letang set up Crosby. There's another chance, a break for Pittsburgh. Crosby shoots. He scores! After a stick-handling exhibition in front of the net, Dolstal was all by himself. Crosby had at least 4 or 5 seconds to decide what to do. Fired it up high, and the Penguins will win this game in overtime. 2:25 left in it. The final, Penguins 2 and the Ducks 1.
A thriller. And unfortunately, the home squad here prevails. I don't even think Sidney Crosby knew what to do there on that break, but he's so great that he ends up working out. It's unbelievable. He stops up, couple stick handles. I think he was surprised, too, how much time he really had before he roofed it, put it right under the bar, sealing the deal for his team by the score of 2-1.
All right. Hey, before we leave the air with the actual call of the game and things like that, Alexis Downey will join Emerson Edom in just a moment. I want to remind you that Ducks Hockey on the Ducks Hockey Network, brought to you by UCI Health, stopping at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. You'll hear the post game, and then we'll be home to take on the Hawks in a couple of days. Just a final thought before you go with Alexis.
Well, can't help but just continue to think about that play from Sidney Crosby.
Yeah.
The great
Amazing.
Number 87, hands of magic, they're in tight, and he seals the deal. You want to talk about pressure, we talked about it early on in the broadcast, but he just, at his age, continues to just be great. Wow.
I'll be honest with you, I don't think any goaltender would have stopped Crosby on that play with all the stick handling. Nobody, I don't think so. All right, well, we look forward to hearing from you and Alexis coming up here. We'll be heading home tomorrow. 2-1, the final in overtime. Penguins beat the Ducks, but Anaheim does pick up a point. They had some points the other night, too, in the victory over the Islands. So they finish up the trip on a pretty positive note. We'll take a break. Come back with Emerson and Alexis from Pittsburgh, PA. It's ahead on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BBBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Hey, Ducks fans, join the Wild Wings Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health. Get exclusive access to member-only parties, an awesome kit packed with giveaways, prizes, and more. It's the coolest club in Orange Country. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/kidsclub for more information.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downing, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
The Anaheim Ducks close out their road trip tonight and unfortunately fall in overtime to the Pittsburgh Penguins, the final 2-1 at PPG Paints Arena. And also at PPG is Emerson Needham, who is joining us now on the post-game show. Emmer, it came down to the wire. It took overtime, and unfortunately, it was one of the best in the game, Sidney Crosby, to net this and put this game away for the Penguins.
Well, I'm still spooked out about the hands of Sidney Crosby. The great 8-7, just hands of magic there in tight. And I tell you what, still thinking about it. He continues to get it done at the most tense moments, and that's another reason why he's so great.
And the Ducks, though, they fought throughout this game, put up some shots, but something that we're going to talk a little bit about. But let's start now with some of the highlights in this one. First period, Lukáš Dostál, a huge part of this game, but also Chris Letang. He had a pretty big blocking sequence at the net, making some saves on Brian Dumoulin and Leo Carlson just under the 10-minute mark in the first period.
Here is Pittsburgh after a shot went wide. They come to pick up the puck, get it to the point, Malkin. Now to the other point. Anaheim doing some pressure work on Letang, and that paid off because they cleared it out off his stick, and here comes the Duck. Attack moving in, a shot! Oh, and it's fired wide there. A one-on-one battle with Terry firing the puck wide.
That is such an effective shot for Troy Terry. Dipped that shoulder one way, he shoots the other, and here they go again.
Here's a shot! Save! Rebound! Knocked out of there! Another shot! And it's blocked in front of the net by Letang, who blocks another one! Then he helps block a third one there. What a defensive effort. I think he's shaken up a little bit. I'm telling you, I don't know if I've ever seen that before. Those were wicked drives, and Letang was there to help out his goaltender on all three.
Emerson, that was a huge point in the first period. The Ducks getting a lot of pressure to the net, and I mean, how did that stay out?
Well, and I mentioned his save percentage after trying to find it because I was so, and of course, it's a perfect save percentage, Emmer, yeah. 1.0. So anyway, no, it was a fabulous, just a couple blocks. I mean, look, this game's a different story here if Anaheim finds a way to put one of those in, right? So it just, that's the game of hockey. It's the game within the game. How bad do you want it? Well, Chris Letang really wanted it really bad in that sequence.
A lot of chaos there in front of the net. The Ducks wanting to get one, and they would end up getting one not too long after that. Alex Killorn netting it. A great entry from Cutter Gauthier, finding Trevor Zegras behind the net and eventually finding Killer, who put it in.
And here comes Cody Glass for Pittsburgh, losing it. Cam Fowler goes rink wide, right in front of the Anaheim Ducks players' bench, up ahead. Cutter Gauthier zipping in, trying to knock the puck behind the net, and the Anaheim Ducks have just put in the first goal of the game, and that was a pretty play, and it gives Anaheim a 1-0 lead. And it's strange, you're being outshot by a big margin, but you're the team that scores the first goal, and we credit number 17 Alex Killorn for that shot and goal off the arm of the Penguin netminder.
For a period where Pittsburgh was really dominating early in the game, I mean, great to see the Ducks get on the board first.
Yeah, it reminded you a little bit of what happened in New Jersey there, right? Where it was somewhat of an underwhelming start, and then, you know, Anaheim finds himself up 1-0. So you just thought that they were going to check their game and take it a whole nother level. We talked about that killer instinct, and I thought it was all going to come out with multiple games to follow up. It wasn't the case. But I tell you what, it was that line. Trevor Zegras in the middle, who did decent on draws tonight. Cutter Gautier on the left, and Alex Killorn. I mean, I thought Cutter just had some serious jump. Trevor Zegras maintained that solid play, that aggressive play that he's just been getting more aggressive the last couple of games. Alex Killorn, he's been playing better and better as well. So, look, if those three can stay firing on all cylinders, you have Matt T in that second line buzzing. You know Leo Carlson, Troy Terry, along with Robbie Faber, they're going to get it done. So it's just that depth, right? The depth play lines 1-3, they got to be buzzing if you want success. And, well, tonight you got that third line figured out for sure.
That third line did look really good in this one. Cutter so close to getting a goal, but not quite yet. We got to wait and see when he's going to get his first NHL goal. 5 shots for him tonight. The Ducks up 1-0 after 1 period of play. We moved into the second period, and there was, as we've talked about, how big of saves Lukáš Dostál has been making. He made a huge one on Sidney Crosby with under a minute to go.
From the point, they shoot it in deep for Leo Carlson. I think he's due for a change on this shift. He's been out there a while. Goes off, and here comes Anaheim breaking in. And it's Drew O'Connor for Pittsburgh saying, not this time. Here's Crosby, front of the net, a shot, another save by Dolstow. He looked to his right. I think he didn't know if he had stopped it or not, but he stopped it with the right pad. And I'm wondering what a guy like Sidney Crosby thinks there, because they've done everything but put one behind our Anaheim netminder.
Lukáš Dostál, 44 of 46 tonight, Emerson.
Yeah, he continues to get it done. And it just it goes without saying right now. It just, you know, he's going to come up big each and every game. And, yeah, the goaltending stays secure and safe here with the Ducks. I mean, it just, you know that you're going to get that type of performance with all the goaltenders here so far that's played this season in Anaheim. And look, it's got to, at some point, really trigger just consistent play from all the skaters. And look, we've had solid play from Brian Dumoulin. We've had solid play from a lot on the back end, but everyone can give just a tad more. And head coach Greg Cronin, we heard it in that interview not too long ago, his high praise for his preparation, the dose wall. And yeah, he just continues to get it done.
Certainly does, and that's a big reason the Ducks were staying in this one so long throughout this game. In the third period, though, the Penguins were finally able to break the ice and get their first, coming from Sidney Crosby, a redirection at the net, just a minute 47 into that third period.
Here is Pittsburgh fighting for the puck and behind Dostal, and if you just joined us, he has been probably the number one story for either team to this point. And now a shot from the point is deflected in. Thought for a moment Lukáš might get that one, but there was a stick down in his goal crease area, and it deflected off that. Got by Lukáš, took a deflection to beat him there, and all of a sudden we're tied at 1-1.
Sidney Crosby there, the perfect redirection with his stick going 5-hole on Dostal, Emerson.
It was a gorgeous deflection. I mean, Steve and I talked about it right after it happened. I mean, you know, he's in for sure top 10 in all-time best tippers, him, Pavelski. I have to think a little bit who else comes to mind. But, you know, he's so good in so many areas of the game. Pavelski has that mentality of that's where more of his goals came from throughout his career. But Sidney Crosby, he diversifies how he scores, how he makes plays, how he makes passes, and just how good he is in the tipping department. It just goes to show how great he really is.
Also sweet for him to get that goal after being stopped by Dostal in the second period, but not sweet for the Anaheim Ducks. However, as the period went on, the Ducks had their fair share of chances, including a huge chance from Trevor Zegras late in the period, and then a follow-up from Cutter Gautier. Unfortunately, just not able to get it in the net.
Here is Mintikoff with some space. A little nifty move with a pass ahead for Killorn, moving into the right of their goal. Killorn still with it. Zegras set up front of the net. Killorn stops, moves it away from Achari. Now the puck is cleared by Pittsburgh. Stolen, Zegras in, shoots. Oh, and it's blocked as it almost crossed the goal line. The Penguins' defense kept Anaheim from scoring a goal there.
And not only does Z get robbed, Cutter Gauthier on the follow-up. He has nice patience and a sprawling Nedeljkovic. My, oh, my.
Boy, that's a big time in this hockey game. It's a shame, too. I thought that puck was going to go in. We're looking right at it over top that section of the ice, but just didn't make it.
Another one of those scenarios where the Ducks were so close, but the chaos in front of the net just keeping the puck out.
And not to put any added pressure on Z, but look, the Pittsburgh Penguins, they rely on a guy like Sidney Crosby doing what he did there in overtime, right? This Anaheim Ducks team relies on Trevor Zegras to put that one home. And look, there was a few sequences there. What, three? You had Cutter Gauthier's breakaway that was foiled. And there was just many opportunities here tonight for the Anaheim Ducks to seal the deal. That's where that killer instinct comes in. It was lacked last year. And this year seems a little bit better. As I mentioned live there, it was one of those things where it just seems like this Ducks team is that much closer into these games. But, you know, the shots on goal, you look on that and you just go back and forth where this Ducks team is because they look so good in certain areas and just kind of lag in others. So it's up for them to turn the page, realize that you got a point out of this one. It was a very tough 60-plus minutes, and they just got to find a way to seal a deal on some of those close chances.
Yeah, they certainly do, Emerson. And the Ducks then would push into overtime, and it was, as we mentioned earlier, Sidney Crosby, the overtime winner here. Let's take a listen.
In a 1-1 game in Pittsburgh, here's Petrano. He's pummeled down on a hard check at center ice. That by Eller, pursues the puck, Minnikoff threw it to center. Pittsburgh gets it back. Look out here, a drive, and that's stopped by Dolstal's left arm after Letang set up Crosby. There's another chance, a break for Pittsburgh. Crosby shoots, he scores! After a stick-handling exhibition in front of the net, Dolstal was all by himself. Crosby had at least 4 or 5 seconds to decide what to do. Fired it up high, and the Penguins will win this game in overtime. 2:25 left in it. The final, Penguins 2 and the Ducks 1.
And Emerson, it took Crosby a little bit to figure out what he wanted to do there, but unfortunately for the Ducks, found a way to put it past Dostal.
Yeah, I still don't know if he had that at any which point streaking down there towards Lukáš that he had a game plan, but look, he was just cool, calm, and collective within just the brightest moment of the game, and it's a testament to who he has been as a player throughout his career and who he continues to be. So unfortunate, you wish somehow, some way the Dostal could have come up big and just would have been such a spectacular fashion. The great number 87 seals the deal. And hey, look, if you look on the bright side, the Anaheim Ducks, positive signs out of that third line. Trevor Zegras looking once again good in that center spot, and you pick up a point. So you just got to take that and run with it.
I want to ask you, too, about Brian Dumoulin. I mean, this was only his second game back in the city of Pittsburgh playing against his former team, but I felt like he really had a good game, was working at the net front, and obviously knew the game plan for the Penguins.
Yeah, and, you know, he's a guy that, I mean, you said he's played in the league for a long time. It goes to show that when you have that type of experience under your belt, it goes a long way. So he continues to get it done.
And Emerson, now moving ahead as we look to the weekend, it's a long homestand coming up for the team. You know, how are they going to reset? You know, they have a practice on Saturday this weekend. Get ready for the upcoming games at home.
Yeah, look, you got Connor Bedard coming into town. Look, you got Leo Connor. I mean, what a matchup that's going to be. And then you got the Canucks that we know that they got better hockey to be played. So it's not going to be an easy night with that one. Minnesota Wilds playing some really good hockey. Even the Columbus Blue Jackets, I mean, they are exceeding expectations. We all know the Vegas Golden Knights, what we've seen in that lone game. It was a tough one. Reimer was in, and he played really well. He gave it his all, but we flat out know what the Golden Knights bring each and every game. That's high in skill. That's Jack Eichel doing what he does. That's Stone playing consistent hockey, former Anaheim Duck. Shea Theodore, he got rewarded with a nice extension there, and it goes to show how good he is night in, night out. And last but not least, you have Robbie Fabry's old club, the Detroit Red Wings, making their way before we hit the road again. So a long stretch of home games. I can't wait.
9 total home games for the Ducks in the month of November. So a lot of hockey in SoCal. Emerson, thanks so much for joining us. Safe travels back with the team, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Be safe this Halloween night, AD. Don't get spooked out there. You have any problems, you got my number. Give me a holler, and I'll see what I can do.
I'll do my best. Happy Halloween to you as well. And for those listening, stick around as we have a lot more for you on this post-game show.
No. Oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deeks.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce. All the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky.
All the hits. All the snipes. All the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Lace up those sneakers and stretch out those hammies. The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water is back on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park in Irvine. Each participant will receive a race day shirt, finisher's medal, and a free ticket to a Ducks home game at Honda Center. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
Back with the post-game show, the Anaheim Ducks finishing out the trip, the East Coast 4-game trip for them. Unfortunately, falling in overtime here to the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight, but coming away with a point. So when you look at the record on the road trip, they finished at 1-2-1. the win against the New York Islanders on Tuesday, then, of course, the two losses to the Devils and Rangers over the weekend, and then getting a point tonight in Pittsburgh. So coming away with that and improving to through 10 games played, 4-4-2. So now let's look at some of the stats from this game here tonight. The Ducks only put up 23 shots on goal, and very similar to their total when they won against the Islanders on Tuesday, they put up 22 shots on goal. So still an area that the team needs to improve on, because you got to be shooting the puck more. You got to have that consistency there. And I think they're still working to find that consistency, something that Frank Vetrano spoke about when we had the chance to listen to his conversation with Steve in the pregame show. The team wants to find more offense. They want to find more shots in general. And that wasn't necessarily the case in this game tonight. There were spurts of it, but they came at different points in the game. Now, on the other side, the Penguins, 46 shots on goal in this one. And as I mentioned, a 44-save night for Luke Gostisjohn-Staal. Going back to the game also recently, that would have been the game on Tuesday now. This is the ninth time Luke Gostisjohn-Staal has made 40 or more saves in his NHL career. The last, of course, was Tuesday, as I mentioned, but now making 44 of 46 tonight. So defensively, the Ducks have got to find a way to stop letting those shots get through, because it's going to really wear out Dostal. I mean, he looked good tonight, but there's only so much he can take. And especially when you think about the two goals that were scored, both of them by Sidney Crosby, the one that redirection, Dostal saw the puck hit the ice. It just went right between his legs, and he knew immediately. And then, of course, the overtime winner for the Penguins. I mean, when you have Sidney Crosby stick handling like that in front of you, I mean, it's tough. And Dostal did his best, unfortunately not able to make the save there. But some of the other stats in this game tonight: 27 hits for the Ducks, 26 block shots, continuing to block a lot of shots there. That speaks to the zone time that the Penguins were able to get in this game. Also, a stat that really the Ducks are not going to be too happy with: 23 giveaways. Once again, got to work on the turnovers there. Through two periods, there was a number of turnovers that the team was struggling with. And, you know, some of that was resulting from missed clears in their zone. And just the Penguins are really putting on the pressure there in the second period at points. And early in the game, before the Ducks were able to get their goal and kind of change the momentum a bit. But definitely an area that the Ducks are going to need to work on there. So let's get to our text line. Red from Buena Park. Hello, Red. He said, "Hi, Alexis. The Ducks just didn't possess the puck enough to win. The Penguins looked by far the most desperate team, and the Ducks looked disconnected offensively. I am really worried about the sustainability of their play. Just need more from everyone to win more consistently. Cutter was great tonight. He will pot one in the next game." I like that prediction, because Cutter played really well tonight. I think that this was even, we're seeing so much from him recently, and it's been building each game. And I, like I mentioned, 5 shots on goal for him tonight, 6 missed shots. I mean, he's had 3 block shots, even got a point in this game, you know, had really the start of that goal for Alex Killorn. It came from Cutter Gauthier on that entry, and he looks great, and I really do like him alongside Trevor Zegras, because, you know, I was thinking about it. We went into the season thinking Cutter would be alongside Leo, and he'd bring that shooting mentality to that top line. However, I think it's actually a really good thing to have him alongside Trevor Zegras, because I feel like Z kind of needed some confidence boost coming into the year, and I like Z at the center position. I think he's played 2 good games there. You know, it's a position he's very comfortable in. So I'm curious to see how they can develop. And I really hope that we see that first goal from Cutter Gauthier in the next game on Sunday. That'd be pretty sweet against the Blackhawks. But also to your point, Red, about the sustainability of their play, I understand that, because really when you're not getting shots off, when you're not getting out of your own zone, when you're not playing well through the neutral zone in transition, it's not a good sign for the team. And it wasn't consistent tonight. We did see some good signs of, you know, that quick transition, the quick getting out of the zone play when they were able to get out of the zone. I think mostly later in that third period and later in that first period too, the second period, not so much there. But overall, you know, I think that it's something that the team needs to figure out, in the sense of just finding what is the formula to use their skating night in and night out, play with more intensity. And I think that at the end of a long road trip, you got to be a little tired, I would think. But, you know, now you go into this long homestand, and hopefully they're able to build some more consistency through 10 games played now. So that, you know, as we know, they were the last NHL team to get going on their season. So kind of playing maybe a little bit of catch up, but at this point, I don't really think it's an excuse on that end. So the Ducks got to figure it out. They got to find some consistency. They got to get more shots on the net and possess the puck more, certainly, because tonight it felt like at spurts it was all Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh, as we knew coming into it, was going to be a desperate team. They're really looking to get a win. And that's what they were able to do here. So we're going to keep talking about this game here tonight, but going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll wrap things up.
iHeartRadio is streaming on TuneIn. From top music hits, breaking news, and sports talk, it's all here on TuneIn. You can hear Ryan Seacrest on 102.7 Kiss FM.
How much do we love this job?
The Not Breakfast Club on Power 105.1.
We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. Snoop Dogg!
Or 98.1 The Breeze. And every other iHeartRadio station. Just search iHeartRadio to find all your favorite radio stations and start listening today.
Sometimes you just need an uplifting song to brighten your day. And that's where TuneIn's curated Mix Light station comes in. Every day we're playing a mood-boosting selection of today's best adult contemporary tracks from your favorite artists like Adele, Maroon 5, Coldplay, and more. Also, you can soundtrack your day with good vibes only. Check out TuneIn now.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's classic rock hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Gorton strikes quickly. The magic continues.
Music.
I can buy myself flowers.
Even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
Looking for an app to hear all your favorite music, news, sports, and more?
He's been president before. I know exactly.
We've got all of your audio all in one place, right here on TuneIn. Play your favorite stations, like Que Buena.
Mi corazón, muchas gracias por estar en sintonía, por comunicarse con
ESPN Radio.
The ball out there, but the one thing DeMarcus does very well is he's
the Daily.
Paul, we have spent a lot of time over the past year talking about higher education
and so much more. Whatever you love listening to, you can hear it all on TuneIn.
Tailgate Radio is your game day party station.
Playing all the anthems, like this one.
Tailgate Radio. Try to keep up.
Going down till the sun comes up.
Beat Scarf. From the football game to your backyard to camping to house parties, Tailgate Radio is your party station.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Search Tailgate Radio on TuneIn or tell your device to play Tailgate Radio.
All right, we're back with the post-game show talking about this Ducks game tonight. And as they close out this road trip, I was looking during the break at, you know, just the last couple games on this trip for them, the four games, and the games that they did lose in. So you think back to that Rangers game, only one goal scored for the Ducks. two in the Devils game, only one here tonight in this overtime loss. So clearly need to see more goals from this team. We really need to see more goals, more shots, obviously leading to more goals. That's just an area that they're going to have to come together and figure out, because I think that's going to obviously make a huge difference once they do figure that out, get that depth scoring. But of course, tonight, seeing that third line come together was a good sign. The top line, I thought, looked pretty good too in this one. Some bright spots from Leo Carlson in this game. Unfortunately, Troy Terry did not continue his point streak that came to an end at 8 games. It was nice while it lasted, as they say, but maybe he'll be able to start up a new one here, starting in this homestand. Robbie Fabry also played well on that top line tonight. I still like him with the two of them up front. He provides a different element to their game, just kind of opening up play a bit more, really playing fast, and I think he's been a good fit up front. The second line tonight, though, Vetrano, McTavish, Strome, a little quiet, and also taking some penalties. McTavish, that interference on the goaltender that came in the second period there, and then, of course, Frank Vetrano's holding penalty. You know, they for the Ducks' sake, good that the penalty kill has been doing well. They killed off all three of the Penguins' power plays, and we know that that Penguins' power play can be very strong with the manpower that they have on it. So got to stay out of the box, but like I said, just good that they weren't able to capitalize on that. And the PK did well. They protected the net front pretty good in this game. And like I mentioned with Emerson, I thought Brian Dumoulin had a great game. Of course, you kind of expect that in a sense. You hope for that, I should say. You hope that he comes in and plays his old team, really, and it just has a good game. And I thought he had a solid game for the Ducks on that end. But otherwise, not a whole lot else that I felt like jumped out from this one. Just more of a defensive game for the Ducks tonight, obviously, when you look at the amount of shots on goal that the Penguins put up. So that'll conclude tonight's game. And as we were saying, looking ahead to this homestand, the Ducks are going to be taking on the Blackhawks on Sunday. The Blackhawks have been struggling there in the Central Division. They have a 3-6-1 record, 7 points right now, which is tied actually for Nashville at the bottom of the Central Division. So they're going to be coming in hungry to Honda Center on Sunday. It's going to be our Dia de Muertos celebration. And then Tuesday, as Emerson mentioned, taking on the Canucks. That'll be Hockey Fights Cancer Night. So always some special evenings when we have a celebration for the games, and looking forward to the Ducks being back at home and getting to catch up with the guys about the road trip and hearing about all of it, and also hearing what head coach Greg Cronin has had to say about this trip. So if you want to hear the replay of this game here tonight, Ducks and Penguins, that'll be on the other side of the break. Otherwise, before I go, I do want to give a quick shout out to my parents who made the trip to Pittsburgh and got to cheer on the Anaheim Ducks. Always appreciate their support from afar. Otherwise, thank you so much for tuning in for this post-game show. Hopefully the Ducks are able to turn it around against the Blackhawks on Sunday. The final score in this one tonight, 2-1, an overtime loss to the Pittsburgh Penguins. And as I said, you can listen to the replay on the other side of the break. Thank you all. Happy Halloween, and we'll see you on Sunday. 4:30 start, 5 o'clock game. We've had so many 4 o'clock starts here, but it's a 5 p.m. Pacific time start, 4:30, the pregame show right here on Duckstream.
Sometimes rock and roll makes you want to take off your shirt and throw a TV out the window. Other times, you want to relax and take it easy. For the latter feeling, head to Soft Rock Hits on TuneIn, your home for exploring rock's shy, sensitive side.
It's you and me forever.
Search Soft Rock Hits to listen.
Big 12 Radio is now streaming on TuneIn. Listen to 24/7 coverage of all things around the Big 12 Conference and beyond. From live games to sports talk and analysis, coach and player interviews, and more.
58-yard attempt for the win. Snap, placement.
Oh, he's got it!
Stay connected to the college sports landscape with Big 12 Radio. Just search for Big 12 Radio or tell your device to listen to Big 12 Radio on TuneIn.
Live NFL games are streaming on TuneIn.
Football is on TuneIn.
TuneIn has my sports.
Still working through this secondary. And a touchdown.
Plus, listen to Thursday night, Sunday night, and Monday night football for free.
Touchdown!
Plus, catch live sports talk on ESPN Radio between games so you can stay locked in all season long.
They've got two great running backs. Do a really good job with the play action.
Ready to hit the field? Just go to the NFL page on TuneIn to start listening today.
A chart-topping banger in the best way to bring good vibes to your day. And on TuneIn's Today's Hits, we've always got our finger on the pulse of what's hot in music. Like the latest tracks from Dua Lipa, Harry Styles, Bad Bunny, and so many more. Soundtrack your day with a full selection, Today's Hits. So check out TuneIn, the app that lets you hear your world.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Goal siren goes off, it just hits right. And now you can hear a different kind of buzzer, thanks to TuneIn's exclusive Jeopardy stations. Stream iconic moments from past episodes on Jeopardy Classic Station.
What is the organ?
Or stream full episodes with modern champions on the flagship Jeopardy station.
Gotcha.
What is a parrot?
All right on the same device when you're listening to Duck Stream. Ready to test your knowledge? Buzz in right here on TuneIn.
Oh, yes. Oh my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the rock holiday tradition returns. Saturday, November 30th, two shows, Honda Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Bring the whole family to the all-new show. Soaring guitars, dazzling lasers, and enough pyro to keep you warm all season. Don't miss Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert.
Avoid the penalty box. Parking at Honda Center will look a little different this season. So know before you go and be sure to review all updates, maps, and more at HondaCenter.com/parking to reserve your spot for the game.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for our replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network for the Anaheim Ducks.